Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Prophet of Bear, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in that process, encouraged in the Word of God, encouraged in how we live our lives, that we want to live a purposeful life full of the wisdom of God that causes us to win in every area. God has put his hands on us, and so because he set that his love on us and he's given us his word, therefore we are to be conquerors in the earth. We're supposed to live as he his spirit allows us by his word and his truth. And as we do, we command the demonstration of God's power to manifest in our life in a greater dimension, in a greater way. Excuse me. As we live, we bring glory to God because we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we show others who our God is. Getting wisdom from that book, the book was written by Solomon, but God allowed his mind to be downloaded, his wisdom to be downloaded into Solomon, and in doing so, the book was written so that we would be skilled. And we would know how to act in every situation. We would know how to act in the wisdom of God. That we would know how to live a life of success through the word of God, through the wisdom of God. And so the Lord allowed Solomon to write this book to teach the young and the old how to live a successful life. We have been studying in this book, and I'm just going to, for a moment, just kind of encourage us in the walk of wisdom. Wisdom is something that we need in every aspect of our lives. It is something that we need in our daily walk, no matter what we're doing. We need the wisdom of God. We need to know how to act, how to respond. At this place and this time of our lives, the Lord is deceived, and God is trying to relieve the trust many of us with new to even walk into things that he's been telling us that he's going to do. But he wants us to have that wisdom there, because if you don't have that wisdom there, even though you show up at the event that God has already orchestrated and predestined for your life, you won't remain, because you won't have the wisdom, the character, the knowledge, the understanding to stay at that place that God has already fortified you. He wants you to be able to go in like the children of Israel and subdue. He wants you to go in, and he wants you to be able to have dominion in that place. Show his greatness, show his strength, show his might, show his power, his love, and his truth, and do it in wisdom, that the world might see and know our God, that you won't get so comfortable and confined in one aspect of your life that the other aspect of your life does not bloom, grow, multiply, increase like God wants it to. He wants you to be able to show them, without preaching to them, who your God is and how great he is and how powerful he is and what he's able to do. You need wisdom in how you handle situations. You need wisdom in how you respond. You need wisdom in how you interact. You need wisdom in how you conduct business, how you handle your personal affairs, how you deal with relationships and how you communicate, how you respond to solving problems and trouble. How you even go in and able to put business deals together or business contracts together, even how you are able to shift ministry and move it forward. You're going to need the wisdom of God. And if you despise wisdom, wisdom herself will laugh at you. Wisdom is there to help make us better, help show us what we can't see, and give us what we could not get ourselves. Wisdom is there to be that voice, like the Holy Spirit, that is sound, that is wise, that is able, that's knowledgeable, because it knows the beginning and the end. It knows how to handle every situation, because it is the way we're allowing God to release in us as we obey and apply it. It's going to show us how to be successful and prosperous and blessed in every aspect of our life, that the enemy will not be able to bring a reproach against us because of actions and attitudes and things that we've done, because we have not walked and allowed wisdom to be the forefront of our lives. God wants us to have that wisdom that shows and demonstrates his power. There was wisdom there when God created the earth. There was wisdom there when God began to deal with nations, when he began to deal with Israel, when he began to deal with individuals. His wisdom was there with his power, his knowledge, his understanding. His wisdom was there showing and putting all things together so that it, the balance of everything that he was doing was working and moving together according to his will. The same God that we serve wants us to have that same type of wisdom so that when we're dealing with our family issues, our business issues, things in the community, within our marriage, our relationships, things within ministry, no matter what it is, we will be able to have the wisdom of God to allow all things to work together for good and the wisdom and knowledge and understanding on how to balance it, how to do what is appropriate, how to even handle tough situations, how to solve problems, and do it effectively. And we have to be effective in our walk. We have to be effective in what we do and how we live. God wants you to show the effectiveness of his power. And so, therefore, wisdom is a necessary plus, just as the word of God is, leading of the Holy Spirit, obedient to faith. We need that wisdom. And we don't hear a lot of people talking about wisdom. We hear them talking about anointings and revelation, but we need wisdom in how we handle all of these things. You can have great revelation and not have the wisdom to how to apply it. You can have great revelation or an ability, but do not have the wisdom on how to deal or handle people. So God wants us to be wise in all that we do so that we will allow him to be seen and his demonstration to be manifested. And so we have to have that. We need that. That is part of what I can say personally, that as I've walked through my earlier years, I didn't have the wisdom. I had zeal, but I didn't have wisdom with zeal. I had the truth, but I needed that truth to be wrapped around a lot of wisdom. I needed God to show me, and I did not start asking for wisdom on how to do things until I was in my 30s. But I want God to always supply abundant wisdom in how I deal with situation in my personal life, business deals, how I deal with ministry, the people of God, how I solve problems, because we've been anointed to solve problems. God has given us what we need to solve problems. And so when we have his wisdom, we're able to solve problems wisely, knowledgeably, with great understanding. We're able to look at the culture and understand how we need to act and move according to what's going on around us, what is happening in the atmosphere, what's happening in our culture, being wise about how we handle the affairs of our personal life and church and careers. We're able to be wise in those aspects because we've asked for wisdom and we've applied wisdom in a greater dimension. Wisdom is a plus in this next season of our life. As I said before, the Lord is getting ready to really, really allow us to walk in what he's told us that is the season of our life and what he's promised us. He's going to allow us to have some things that we've been praying for. But you need wisdom. And you need to be praying right now and saying, God, give me your wisdom that when I now enter in a season that you said is mine, that I don't lose it because of foolish action, not being wise enough to handle the blessing properly. Because you must understand, with every blessing, breakthrough, new level, there is a new challenge. There's another problem. There is an enemy that is going to be there. And so you need the wisdom of God and how to handle that new place. Now you have to learn how to handle, how to move, how to have success, how to grow, how to mature, how to increase on this level. You are now at an elevated place or being elevated at another place, and that can be in your ministry. It could be on your job. It could be responsibility with your family. It could be things that you are doing that are turning around great success. And so you've got to be able to handle that wisely and the problems that may occur and the people that might be involved. You know how, need to know how to handle it on another level. So that wisdom of God is going to be excellent tool that's going to help you along with God's Spirit, faith, and the Word of God. So please do not neglect to ask for wisdom. When you're getting, get understanding. The Bible's getting, get understanding. Well, that's part of wisdom. Knowledge, understanding, wisdom. We begin things and how to handle things and have a great understanding and the knowledge of how to solve those things. That wisdom is going to be there. And I pray that these teachings are helping you, that they're dealing with the emotional issues, they're dealing with relational issues, they're dealing with stress, they're dealing with how you see yourself, dealing with how you handle situations, how you walk, respond, how you move in different aspects of your life. I'm praying that those things are going to be full of the wisdom of God and that you are now seeing life in a different aspect because you understand that wisdom has to be applied in every area. I know this is not the regular teaching, but I wanted to take a minute and just really encourage you and inspire you to continue to move in wisdom and ask for more wisdom and to know that God is getting ready to release the things and we have to be prepared and we have to walk in the wisdom of God and we have to desire His wisdom, His mind, so that we do not fail in the thing that He's trusting us with, that we are successful and that we are able to multiply in that area, in that level, in that thing that God has given us. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life Brought to Bear. And I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day for all the mothers and those who are celebrating mothers, for those who lost their moms or she's not in their life, and celebrate someone else or celebrate someone else who's inspirational to you. So that you will be able to see God in a greater way, show you something more because you have allowed Him to do something in you because you did something for someone else. Be blessed, have an awesome worship experience, and we'll see you next week.